This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. On the rivalry between Seattle and Portland, listener Matthew Wheeler wants to know, is it just a soccer thing, or does it date further back in history? KUOW's David Hyde has this report.
In this soccer chant, Seattle Sounders fans refer to Portland by its nickname, the Rose City. The smack talk between Portland and Seattle over soccer dates back to at least the mid-1970s. But soccer is not where this rivalry got started. When it comes to sports, it goes back much further. There were shooting contests and automobile hill climbs. In 1893, the Oregonian reported on what it called the greatest football battle ever seen on the Pacific coast, even though neither side scored a point. Around that same time, a deeper, double-edged rivalry got going between the two cities.
They were always putting each other down, bragging about how great their city was. You know, it's a better place to live, a greater place for industry.
Historian Mansell Blackford says it started because Portland had been the dominant city in the Pacific Northwest for most of the 19th century. But by the 1890s, the balance tipped in favor of Seattle, thanks to factors like it was easier to ship stuff from here, the Alaska Gold Rush, and improved railroad lines. But when Seattle's fortunes rose, Portland was pissed.
Portlanders always viewed themselves as the longer established city, the more mature city, a place of much more culture. And they saw the people in Seattle as kind of brash upstarts, which in a way Seattleites certainly were then.
So from the start, this was a battle over which city would grow faster and bigger, but it was also a rivalry over culture and how to grow. Blackford says back then, most Seattleites agreed that Portland had the edge on the culture front.
But they also viewed Seattle as more dynamic, more of a place where things got done.
Blackford says by the 1890s, it was pretty much done. Seattle won. And a spirit of optimism drove Seattle's economic success long into the 20th century. University of Washington historian Margaret O'Meara says Seattle continued to get bigger and richer than Portland, partly thanks to business leaders like
Bill Boeing, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, who created these market-shattering companies, market-redefining companies. And Portland has Nike. There are really important brands that come out of Portland. But in terms of the people they employ and who they draw in and the kind of ripple effects through the economy, it's very different.
But what about that other part of this rivalry? About how to grow. Here's how former Portland mayoral candidate Jefferson Smith compared the two cities back in 2015.
I'll also concede that Seattle's bigger and richer and has more famous people. I concede that Seattle's better for an affluent family if you're Jeff Bezos. But in the stuff that really impacts the lives of middle-class families, Portland tends to be a little bit better. So I love Seattle. It's a great place. But if I'm looking for better, I'm going Portland.
It turns out a lot of Washington State residents feel pretty much the same way, including some people at St. Andrews, a sports bar on Aurora Avenue in North Seattle.
I feel like Seattle, it's a little bit overtaken with corporate entities, and in that way, Portland is definitely better. It's still its own city.
Seattle is a city that has made it onto the world stage, and Portland is still a wannabe. And
we're better. We got everything. Jobs, everything is here.
But St. Andrews is a soccer bar. And on that question, there are fewer mixed feelings.
Historically, the Timbers have been a dirty team. We treat our visiting fans, the Timbers fans, with respect, and they throw beers on us.
That was Todd, Abdul, and Jill. The Portland Timbers next play in Seattle on June 30th. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
If you have a question for KUOW, ask us on our website, kuow.org.